Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements.
Stay tuned for On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the show.
Welcome into another edition of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 Orlando's News and Talk here every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on WDBO. They are Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group, and you want to get in touch with, and if you want to get in touch with them, the phone lines are open now at 844-580-WDBO 844-580-9326. We've got the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, and Denise Kovach here with you, and you can get those calls answered right now at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Joe and Denise, what kind of calls will you be fielding on the show today?
Well, good morning, Chris. We are here to take questions that our listeners might have on their minds, as we have for more than 30 years, questions that you might have about your IRA, about a 401k, about a mutual fund that you're looking at, about life insurance, reverse mortgages, annuities, all that and more, things that we deal with, answer questions for our clients with Monday through Friday at Certified Financial Group. We do our financial planning and investment advice for a fee, but on Saturday morning, we are here for free. So if you have any questions on those, things that might be on your mind, things you might have heard, things you might be considering, things your neighbor told you, things your brother-in-law told you, you know, just want some clarification, we are here, and we'll be glad to take your calls. I can guarantee if you're thinking about it, there's probably 10 other people in our listening audience that are thinking about it as well. So we encourage you to pick up the phone. There's no question that's off the wall. In fact, why don't we try to stump the experts this morning? Probably not too difficult at certain times. But if we don't know the answer, we sure know where to find it, and we're glad to take your call. So the good news for you is the lines are absolutely wide open, as I cannot see the call screener here, Chris, so you can probably set that up for us. But we are here taking calls for you, and we encourage you to pick up the phone and dial these numbers.
844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. We've got all open lines, express lines, right into the offices here. 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. And also, you can hit us up on our open mic feature in the WDBO app. Just open up the app, click the open mic feature, and you can leave us a brief essential voicemail, and we'll play it here live on the air. But again, quickest and easiest way is through those phone lines, which again, wide open, 844-580-WDBO. And while you line up those calls, we do have a good topic to start with today. It's not my birthday, but we're going to talk a little bit about birthdays that you need to know for retirement. And I'm guessing we're not talking about just, you know, human being, like, you know, whatever day, you know, your birthday is, Joe or Denise, but you're talking about ages, right?
Age? Well, that is a birthday, Chris.
True,
but
yes.
Yeah, these are milestone ages.
Milestones. And, there we go. That's what we're looking for.
You know, I'm sure some of our listening audience know some, if not all of these, but I thought I'd share them again because I think you need to be aware of them. Beginning with age 50. You know, at age 50, it's a good time to take advantage of key tax breaks by investing more in your tax-deferred investment accounts, retirement accounts, your IRAs. So workers age 50 and older can stash away an additional $6,500 in their company-sponsored 401k for a total of $26,000. That's this year. Or an extra $1,000 in their IRAs for a total of $7,000. So these catch-up contributions allow you to put some more money away for your retirement for the year. So the funds grow tax deferred until you withdraw them. Plus, you're maxing out your contributions, and it's a great way to build your nest egg. Another milestone age.
While you're on that, let me mention one thing. You know, there are some plans, particularly with smaller companies, where the owner of the company is highly compensated, and he gets penalized every year because perhaps the rank and file aren't putting as much money into the plan as he, so he can't max out.
Sure.
However, when he turns age 50, that does not enter into the equation. So our highly compensated folks out there that have small companies and are being penalized every year, in other words, you can't contribute the maximum of 19.5 to your retirement plan. If you're over the age of 50, you can, in fact, do that catch-up contribution. So your 401k advisor should have told you that, and that's an important point. So you just
maybe
think
point.
Of something. There
I
you
like
go.
That.
That's why we're here.
So age 59 and a half. So I can tell you I'm there. I made
well, happy
it.
Happy birthday.
It's not my birthday yet, but woohoo. Yeah. But anyway, you can start withdrawing money. Not that I'm going to do that, but you can start withdrawing money from your retirement. It's easy for me to say, from your retirement accounts without a 10% penalty. So that's important to know if you need the money. All righty. Another milestone age is 62. You can start taking early Social Security benefits at this age. If you need the money, it's there for you to have, but keep in mind that you'll take a 25, if not 30%, depending on your full retirement age, reduction in benefit. So keep that in mind. And speaking of full retirement age, that's 66 or 67. So that's when you're now eligible for your full retirement age benefits without a reduction. However, you know, if you keep that in there and you don't take it, at least in today's law, let it grow each year until you're age 70, you're going to get 8% per year in growth in that benefit. So,
plus cost of living.
Oh, absolutely, which is not a whole lot nowadays, but you know.
A couple percent over 3 or 4 years added every year
is
not too bad. Yep,
it does. So that's another one. Age 72, Joe?
Age 72 is the new age for required minimum distributions. It used to be 70 and a half. It is now 72. However, you have to, if you're not the spouse, you have to drain the account within 10 years. New rules, no more stretch.
Well there is
There's
a stretch.
Exception.
There is an exception. There
Tell
are
us.
Five, I think they are. Mm-hmm. If you're the spouse, if you're disabled, if you are less than 10 years old, younger, excuse me, than the owner of that, if you're chronically ill, there's one more and I can't think of it. I think there's one more.
There's one with a disabled child, I think.
Oh, minor.
Yes, minor.
A minor child.
Yes, there you go.
Thank you, Joe.
That's
I needed
right.
that help.
That's
so, yeah, right. Instead of having to take a mandatory distribution from your IRA or retirement account at age 70 and a half, as Joe said, it's now, because of the Secure Act, it's now age 72.
Yep. And there's one more in there.
What's that?
Age of 60. What happens at age 60 with Social Security?
Well, that depends. If you're a survivor,
that's correct.
You can take benefits. Again, you're only going to get 71.5% of your benefit if you take it at 60, or 50 if you're disabled. But, yep, that's there. And also, what happens if you're age 55, Joe?
Age 55, you can take money out of a 401k plan without the penalty if you've retired from the plan. Is there something else you want to trip me up on this morning?
Hey, I can't trip you up. You've been doing this an awfully long time.
Thank you.
I just am wanting your assistance
That's
here.
That's it. Thank you. So those are the ages. These are the questions that we answer for our clients day in, day out at Certified Financial Group. We're well aware of them. We do financial planning and investment advice for a fee, as we've been doing now for over 40 years through the Certified Financial Group, and we'd be glad to work with you. I want to mention to our listeners, too, that we are now offering what we call Score My Funds, which is a new service that we're providing for you. If you're of any interest in the quality of the mutual funds that you have, it's an opportunity for you to get what we call a fiduciary score. And it measures your mutual fund on 11 distinct data points, everything from performance on a 1, 3, and 5 year basis versus their peers, on expenses, on manager tenure, on alpha and Sharpe ratio, which is a function of how much risk the manager is taking to get the returns that you're getting. So that and more is what we grade the fund on. It's scored on a scale of 0 through 100, with 0 being the best, like golf, the lower the score, the better. And 100 being, why do I ever own this thing? I shouldn't have bought it. I should have got rid of it a long time ago. And we'd be glad to do that for you. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is go online, go to scoremyfunds.com. That's scoremyfunds.com. and type in your ticker symbols. Your ticker symbols are the five letters for a mutual fund or three letters for an ETF. And if you don't know the tickers, there's a pull-down menu. If you know the name of the fund, hopefully, it'll give you the ticker. You can plug that in, and we'll be glad to send that to you absolutely free. So if you'd like to get that information, once again, go to scoremyfunds.com. scoremyfunds.com. This is the report we provide for our clients every 90 days. It's our responsibility when we're managing your money to be sure that you always have quality in your portfolio. And what we're seeing, I'm watching the ones that have been coming in the last couple of weeks, a lot of folks out there are piling into the large cap growth funds. And why do you think that is?
You tell me, Joe.
Well, the reason being is because that's where the action is at the moment. And so they're chasing returns. And when that worm turns, which it always does, you're going to be caught short. So the real key to long-term financial success, as we said time and time again, is to have diversification. If everything in your portfolio is doing well, there's going to come a time and point where it's not doing well. You want to have a portfolio that some things are doing well and some things are not doing well, but in the long run, they all do better than average, and that's how you get a better than average portfolio. But if you're chasing returns, it feels good while you're getting it.
Sure.
But we know what happens.
Well, there's a couple of examples. I remember back, I can't remember the exact years, but that's when foreign opportunities were at the top of the chart.
Yep.
And, you know, we had clients talking to their, you know, their neighbors or whomever saying they're invested in these foreign investments and they're kicking backside.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And asking us, why aren't you doing that? Well, we are doing that. You do have that exposure, but we want more. Well, no, if you have more, you're putting yourself out there for a greater amount of risk.
Right.
So what happened after that 2 year, I think it was 2 years that foreign was on top of all those sectors. Now, all of a sudden, they're at the bottom.
At the bottom.
At the very bottom.
Exactly.
And I'm glad you're, you know, talking about diversification, Joe. I know we talk about this a lot because we feel it's very, very important, because you don't put your eggs all in one basket. I was talking with somebody not too long ago who thought their portfolio was too diversified, and this person could not wrap their head around the portfolio because he or she had so much in there. Well, it was in there for a protection, okay? You have a little bit of this, you have a little bit of that, you have a little bit of this. You know, right now, large cap might be doing well. You have that exposure, both growth and value,
right?
But, you know, we suspect maybe international is going to do good coming up.
And real estate.
And mid cap.
And small cap.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, you know, based on forecasts, and we don't have a crystal ball, but, you know, if you own some of it when it happens, you're doing well. So.
Right. Yeah, the key is to have broad diversification, because you'll always have something that's doing well. And what you want to do is that part of the economy that's doing well, you want your funds to do better than average. But you're always going to have something that's not doing well. And if it goes down, you want it to go down less than average. So if you think about it, the part of your portfolio that's going up is doing better than average, and the part that's going down, it goes down less than the average. In the long run, you'll have a better than average portfolio. And that's all we can try to work for.
Right.
We can't guarantee it, but in fact, if you have diversification with quality, in fact, it will work. It's not exciting, but our job is not excitement.
I was talking with a young gentleman yesterday who was talking about, you know, GameStop. And I'm like, if you can afford to lose your money, you go for investment opportunities like that. Enjoy that. However, when you're, you know, saving for a goal or your retirement, easy peasy does it in a way where you see that steady long-term line going up.
Yeah,
and again, it depends on your risk tolerance. But
there's several articles in this morning's Wall Street Journal about the impact that GameStop and Robinhood and the ability to play online, if you will, how it's affecting the younger generations. They just found a whole new sport.
Yeah.
You know, and this is dangerous. This is very dangerous. You got to be careful what you do. The worst thing to happen is to get a quick hit and get a quick surge and think you've got it figured out, and then always be chasing that. It's like you're going at the casino and you get a run.
It's an adrenaline rush.
Exactly.
Exactly.
There's a difference between investing and speculating.
Mm-hmm.
Investing is long-term to reach your goals. Speculating is for the quick hit. And if you can afford to win, if you can afford to lose, play the game. But if you can't afford to lose,
you're taking
high risk. Exactly. Yep. Exactly. I see we're up against the break there, Chris.
Yes, sir. Phone lines are still open at 844-580-WDBO. I think you guys are still having problems seeing the phone screen, so I'll get that up to you here in the break. We haven't had any calls yet, but I'll get that working here momentarily. 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group on WDBO.
We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group. Joe Burt and Denise Kovach are certified financial planner professionals at the Certified Financial Group. And our phone lines, if you want to get in touch with them, are open right now at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. 844-580-WDBO. We've got about 4 minutes here, so we can definitely field a caller if you call in right now at 844-580-9326. But we got through the birthdays there, but I'm kind of curious, you know, a lot of the ages that we mentioned there were on the older side of things, but from your perspective, what would you guys say is a good age to maybe start seriously considering where you're, you know, investing your money, where your money is being put? You know, at what age do you think people should start trying to be conscientious of their finances?
As young as possible. If you can afford to invest, do it now. I don't care if you're 15 doing a Roth IRA because you're working and earning an income, or you're 25 and you've got a 401k opportunity through your employer. Do it now. Do it fast. Do it steadily. And, you know, I would say that the younger you are, the more aggressive you're going to be.
Yeah, the earlier you can get started, even if it's just putting money aside, the discipline in life is to set aside so much money, some percentage of whatever you're earning, every paycheck, every month, and don't touch it, and live on what's left. Unfortunately, most people spend everything and wonder what's left at the end of the month, and unfortunately there isn't, so you're living to your maximum income, and you'll never get to where you want to go. Discipline yourself to live on less, to get by with less, and you'd be a lot happier.
Well, you don't miss what you don't have.
Exactly.
So if you have it automatically taken out of your checking account every month or your paycheck every month, it's something that, you know, it's automatic. You don't have to worry about it. You get in the habit of doing that, and it's a good habit to have.
That's the beauty of a 401k, and I see if we got a call here. Chris?
Yes, we do. We're going to go to Loretta, calling in from right here in Atlanta.
Loretta!
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you for having me on the phone. So I have a question. I'm a widow. I'm 60. I'll be 68 this year. I'm still working. I became a widow when I was 60. So I'm taking my husband's Social Security currently. So my question is, is it smart for me to wait till 70 till I take my Social Security? Because then it continues growing at 8% per year, correct?
Absolutely, Loretta. You don't need the money, do you?
Nope.
Okay, so you took a reduced benefit at age 60, a survivor benefit. So you have 71.5% of the percent of those benefits that's been growing at inflation all these years. You're still working, so that Social Security is supplementing your income. By all means, continue to do what you're doing at age 70. Flip on your own benefit, and there you go.
I presume your current benefit, what you would, I presume, Loretta, your current benefit, what you would claim is higher than what your husband's benefit is with survivor benefit. Is that right?
I've never looked at it, but I would think
Well, let's do that.
I am.
Let's do that. So you haven't been on the Social Security website?
No.
Oh, do yourself a favor then. Go to ssa.gov, ssa.gov/estimator, and register, pull in your information, and you may be surprised.
So if your benefit obviously is not greater than what you're currently getting, Loretta, then obviously you're not going to do that. So if it is, you will. And what Joe is saying, you know, ssa.gov, I would recommend you do register for an account, because they say if you don't, there's hackers out there that could. So if you already do that, then that risk will be reduced.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point. You know, Denise and I and the 10 other certified financial planners at CFG, this is part of the planning that we do for our clients of looking at the best way and best method to claim Social Security. And there's 101 different ways and options to claim Social Security. And unfortunately, most people do it the wrong way, and they leave money on the table.
They could. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we appreciate your call, Loretta, and hopefully that answered your question.
Perfect. Can you just repeat the website again? SSA.gov.
.gov. G-O-V. Slash estimator.
Right. Slash estimator. Okay.
All right.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Loretta.
Thank you for that call, Loretta. Appreciate you joining us. We got open lines, 844-580-9326. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
For the Certified Financial Group on WDBO.
How can you tell me?
Welcome back to On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the rest of the show.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
Welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. Reminder, our phone lines are open here at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Or if you like what you hear, you can always call the office, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTE, as if you are executing a financial plan. Joe, do we have somebody standing by at the offices today?
We do. Chris Toadvine, who in addition to being a CFP, has a master's in financial planning, and he'd be glad to take your calls as well. So if you have any questions about that, if you have any questions about Score My Funds and also Rescue My Annuity, that we've introduced to our clients as well. A lot of those annuities that are out there that have been out there for years, there are some new programs on the market that are totally commission-free that can get you a better benefit in many cases, and take that money that's accumulated in that annuity, do what's called a 1035 exchange. It's a tax-free exchange. You can roll it over and get into a better product, totally commission-free, that has a lot more features and benefits at lower price. So you can talk to Chris Toadvine about that as well. You can reach him right now in our office at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTES if you're executing a legal document. So he's there to take your calls as well. But we are here, Denise and I are here live this morning to take your questions, things you might be on your mind regarding your personal finances, about Social Security. We just had a call earlier today from, Loretta. Loretta, thank you very much. Loretta, from Loretta.
Great
and
name.
Pardon me?
Great name.
Yeah, it is a great name. So we'd be glad to take your calls on things that I'm like, as I said, on your mind about your IRA, about a 401k, about annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages, stocks, bonds, real estate, long-term health care, all that and more. These are the things that Denise and I and the 10 other certified financial planners at CFG work with our clients day in and day out. I also want to let our listeners know that we now have an outpost in South Orlando down in the Windermere area, that if that's a little bit more convenient for you, we'd be glad to meet you down there as well. So give us a call. We'd be glad to work with you. And Denise and I are this morning and ready to take your questions. Go ahead.
I've also found that people really appreciate the virtual
Thank you very much. Yeah, I've had a lot of virtual interviews the last several weeks. Yes, thank you for bringing that up.
It makes it easy for a lot of people who don't want to come to Altamont or even Windermere.
Sure.
And it's a one-on-one, just like if you're in our office.
Yep, just like you're talking to your grandkids. Mm-hmm. So we're there. We can set up a virtual meeting as well. Thank you for bringing that up. So you can go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. financialgroup.com, and also you can make a reservation for the upcoming workshop. What's that about, Denise?
Well, it's about key elements to a successful financial plan. It's being hosted by our one and only Rodney Ombe. It's a virtual meeting, and it is coming up on March the 13th already, and it's going to be at 9 o'clock, and we suspect it'll last a couple of hours.
Saturday morning, March 13th at 9 o'clock. Rodney will be doing it. Rodney, in addition to being a certified financial planner, Rodney is a CPA, is one of the three CPAs we have in our firm as well. So give him a call if you want more information, or better yet, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. financialgroup.com. You can make your reservation right there. You need to make a reservation because they send out some preliminary information that you want to use to follow along on the virtual. We had a lot of success with that, and so we encourage you to do that as well. But right now, the lines are absolutely wide open. If you have any questions for Denise and me, we are here, and that number is
844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Financial Times calls them one of the top 300 firms in the entire country. There are a lot more firms than 300 in the entire country, so to be in the top 300 is really, really special, and that's what the Certified Financial Group is. Again, and you want to get in touch with them right now, Express Lines, right in the office, and they're giving you this information for free right now, 844-580-9326, 844-580-9326. 580-WDBO. We do get questions throughout the week, so let's go ahead and jump into one of those here. I am 63 years old, and I just inherited my mom's IRA. Are there any exceptions to the 10-year withdrawal rule for non-spouse beneficiaries who are over 60? Must I begin distributions right away?
Well, Joe and I were talking about this a little bit earlier, and if you're a non-spouse beneficiary, age really doesn't mean anything, okay? In today's law, you have 10 years, so by December 31st, in the 10th year after the death of the owner of that IRA, that thing has got to be cleaned out. Mm. You can do it partially each year, which is basically more tax beneficial, mm-hmm. or you could take a lump sum. Maybe if it's a Roth IRA, you let it defer for the entire 10 years and take it out at that last time.
You may be in a lower tax bracket then.
You know, right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's no taxes when you take out a Roth. But there are exceptions, as we talked about, and those exceptions, and you can still do life expectancy withdrawals, which means every year the withdrawal is calculated on a number, and it's divided into the value of the IRA.
It's the old stretch, as we used to call
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Stretch. So what does it take to qualify?
Well, you've got to be a spouse. Okay, you can choose to roll that money over into your own IRA or own it if you mm-hmm. don't have an IRA.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A minor child. Chronically ill, disabled, and you are not more than 10 years younger than the IRA owner.
Huh.
So those are exceptions to the rule.
There
so you
go.
Can take advantage of that stretch, as we call
uh-huh.
it.
Very good. So there are opportunities to do that. These are things, one of the things that we once again look at with our clients and trying to determine the best way for them to take their money. And when you retire, you've got these various pools of money. You've got your taxable account, which yep. is usually your cash, your credit union, your savings account, your CDs. And then you've got your perhaps your investment account, your brokerage account that has your stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, or outside investments. And then you slide over, and then you've got your tax-deferred accounts, mm-hmm. your IRAs, your 401Ks, your 457, your 403Bs. And then you have your Roth accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And so all those are various buckets that you need to draw from. And as certified financial planners, what we do for our clients and the role that we play is determine which bucket in any particular year you want to be drawing from.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, Joe. In fact, I have a client, he and his wife recently retired, and for the next couple of years, they're fortunate enough to have their health benefits paid for by the wife's former employer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so they chose to start taking distributions from their regular IRAs, right? And the reason is, at the end of this 2 years, they're going to be on the marketplace. Because they're not 65, they won't be for another year or two thereafter.
Right.
So they don't want to make too much income that's going to disqualify them from getting a reasonable premium. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So then right. what we're going to do is turn around and take it from their Roth IRAs.
There you go.
All right. Or, you know, their taxable accounts or what have you. Some mm-hmm. people like to leave that cash there because cash is king.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. So, you know, planning has a lot to do with where you get your distributions and why.
Mm-hmm. And it's all part of planning. What we do as certified financial planners, that we have done for years and years, working with our clients as fiduciaries. As I say in the intro, anybody can call themselves a fiduciary, but we, in fact, put it in writing for our clients where we sign on and that we will act for you as fiduciaries. So if somebody tells you, in fact, we had somebody in our office last week that bought this stuff that didn't look so good and it didn't smell so good. And I said, well, how did you end up with this stuff? I said, well, the guy said he was a fiduciary and he was going to help me. And I said, well, that's wonderful, because anybody can call themselves a fiduciary. And you hear it on the radio today. Everybody and his grandmother is a fiduciary. At Certified Financial Group, we put it in writing. So if they claim to be a fiduciary, ask them for their fiduciary pledge or their fiduciary oath that they are, in fact, working on your behalf, because that is the distinction. And we're proud of that at Certified Financial Group.
And tell us, Joe, what is the definition of a fiduciary?
A fiduciary is where you are working for the client, not for the firm. We are on your side of the table doing what's right for you with the prudence and care. And it has to be demonstrated that we're working for you. And the decisions that we make are your best interest, not in the company's best interest. So that is what a fiduciary does. There is a distinction between a fiduciary and a broker. In fact, you can go on our website at financialgroup.com and click on the fiduciary link, and it'll take you some short videos that will describe that for you. So if you want more information about that, that's there as well. That's financialgroup.com.
There you go.
There we go.
All right. Good stuff there. And again, the number to call in right now is 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. 580-9326. You know what? Let's do this. We'll break here for the three big things you need to know. Give the callers time to call in for the final segment, and then we'll go ahead and round things out here. And we'll talk a little about Score Your Funds when we get back. And we've got another question here as well. 844-580-WDBO. 844-580-9326. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a Certified Financial Group on WDBO. Welcome back to On the Money right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk, presented by the Certified Financial Group. We are here with Joe Burt and Denise Kovac, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. Man, it's got to be nice out there today because you're quiet on the phone lines. That's okay, though. Make sure you're taking down this number, 407-869-9800. You know, we obviously got people standing by taking calls right now, but you can take that number, save it in your phone, and call the Certified Financial Group during the week. You're going to want to, as I said before, Financial Times labels them as one of the top 300 firms in the entire country. 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE, as if you are executing a financial plan. And if you're not calling that number, you're going to need to check out the website scoremyfunds.com. Countless WDBO listeners have already gone to this website, and it has helped them out. Joe, Denise, talk a little about Score My Funds here before we close out because people need to know.
I tell you, it's been very popular over the last few weeks that we've been telling people about it. And people, what it is, you get on the scoremyfunds.com and you enter in the symbols of the ETFs or mutual funds that you own. And you send that over to us and we do an analysis of that based on several different variables and, you know, sharps, betas, returns, management, tenure, on and on and on. And it's a fiduciary score that we return to you, letting you know how your funds rank against its peers. So again, we've done quite a bit. Quite a bit. People have been responding to that very much. And I'd like to also share the Save My Annuity campaign that we've got going on, because there's a lot of you who might have had an annuity since the early 80s. And basically, there's other options available today that might provide an income, lower expenses, no commissions, and something that might be desirable to you to at least look at for a comparative analysis. So that's something else that we're doing.
It doesn't work in all cases, but once again, if you, as Denise said, if you have an old annuity that you've had for years, and even if you're not out of surrender, because some of these annuities that are available today without that don't have commissions attached to them can easily absorb that little bit of surrender that you may have left in that product. So if you want more information about that, you can reach Chris Todvine in our office right now at 407-869-9800. Or 1-800-EXECUTE is if you're executing a legal document, and he'd be glad to fill you in on that. But the Score My Funds is totally, absolutely free. It's scoremyfunds.com, scoremyfunds.com. Go to the website and put in your information. We'll be glad to get that to you. Absolutely no obligation. And you'll be might be quite interested in what you have. And the nice thing about it, it reviews it against your peers. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're comparing apples to apples. It's not looking at, well, this fund did really well compared to that fund. Well, maybe that particular sector at the moment is not doing well, and that's why your fund is doing so good. So it's against your peers, which is important. But as we said in the first part of the program, having diversification is critical. And we're seeing a lot of the funds coming in today with large cap growth, because that's where the action is, and you can see why people are loading up on it. But you want to be careful, because every dog has his day.
And that's what Joe means by peers. So if you have a large cap growth fund, we're going to compare it against the thousands of other large cap growth funds. If you have a mid cap value fund, we're going to compare it against the other mid cap value funds. So that's what we mean by peers.
And there are more than 30,000 mutual funds and ETFs out there. There are more mutual funds and ETFs than there are individual stocks in the New York Stock Exchange. So if you think it's difficult to pick a good stock, it's even more challenging to find, you know, the cream of the crop. And this is what this does for you. It really grades it on very, very objective scores, not just how many stars, diamonds, or smiley faces a fund might have, but really the criteria you want to look at, including expenses of the fund. How long has the manager been there? What does the fund really own? How much risk is that manager taking to get that return? And what's his performance been on a 1, 3, and 5 year basis versus its peers? So at scoremyfunds.com, it's totally free.
All right, there you go. Good stuff there. And yeah, free. Free 99 is my favorite price to see out there. So you got to take advantage of that. let's go ahead. And we've got one final question to close out the show with. How about this? I'm 38 with $350,000 saved for retirement, but $30,000 in debt. Should I lower or eliminate my 401k contributions to get rid of that debt?
Well, first of all, I'd say being 38 and, you know, have stocked away $350,000.
That's impressive.
I think he's doing or she's doing pretty doggone
good. Or
it
could have been inheritance, but nevertheless, they have a foundation here to build from.
It is. Well, you know, if the interest rate on that debt is high, absolutely. While saving money for retirement is really, really important, you know, so is being debt-free. So I would only reduce your 401k contribution to that of the amount that your employer is contributing, simply because...
Did they say the money was in their 401k, or they just have $350,000?
Well, save for retirement.
Save for retirement.
They weren't specific.
Okay, so if it's not in the 401k, and maybe it's just maybe just pay off the credit card.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, that's a good point. Yeah. So if it's in the 401k, you're not going to want to take the 10% penalty in order to pay off the debt. But you're going to want to pay off the debt and do so by... reducing your 401k contribution and then putting some of that towards your higher interest rate debt. And as Joe just said, if it's just a brokerage account or, you know, cash account or whatever, pay off the debt from that. Boom. Yeah. Get it done.
By all means. Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's being debt-free is a good thing because you don't... Now, there's good debt and there's bad debt. Credit card debt is generally bad debt simply because the interest rates that are charged to it. Good debt is today perhaps your home mortgage. With interest rates being what they are, we've been having a lot of clients come in the office and we're getting them refinanced. Not that we do it, but we're pointing them in the right direction, saving them a lot of money on their mortgage payments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you plan to live in that house a long time, this is a great time to refinance, because I'm telling you, folks, we're not going to see interest rates like this again in your lifetime nor my lifetime. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So if you're sitting on over a 4% interest rate and you have reasonably good credit, it's not a bad idea to refinance. Even if you're in the later years of your mortgage, sometimes it just makes sense. You can wipe out that existing mortgage and still save yourself a lot of money. So you want to look at that as well.
I think that's a good idea.
Yep.
But at least, you know, it might not be appropriate for you, but you've got options. So take advantage of it.
Yeah, and it's something that we factor into. In fact, we had a lady in our office yesterday toward the end of the day who we encouraged her to refinance. She was over 4%. She wanted to do some home improvements in her house, and then she was gonna borrow the money, do a home equity line, or cash out some of her investments to do it. And she had a lot of equity in her home. We pointed in the right direction. Look, you can get the money that you need out to do the renovations that you want in your house and still save $400 a month on your mortgage. She's going to live there for the rest of her life. This made more sense, and that really was a big help to her. Mm-hmm. So each client is unique. Each client is individual. It's what we do as certified financial planners, what we've been doing for over 40 years at CFG, doing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. We welcome your inquiry. You can find out more about us at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. And once again, Chris Todvine, we're wrapping up the show today, but Chris Todvine will be in the office for a while. You can reach him at 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTOR. If the line is busy, leave a message, and he promises to get back to you. So once again, we appreciate you being with us today, and we look forward to seeing you again next week.
That's right. And again, the number to call the offices during the week, 407-869-9800. Of course, Chris Todvine there right now taking those calls as well at 1-800-EXECUTE, 1-800-EXECUTE, or 407-869-9800. We're planning tomorrow.
Today!
With a Certified Financial Group on WDBO.